Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Lee Meringhoff of the Marist Poll is with us. I saw you kind of shaking your head a bit there. You know, Jumaane Williams leading early on. We don't know where those votes are coming from. And in fact, if they're coming from Brooklyn, Jumaane Williams should be concerned if he's not leading, right?
Yeah, what we're seeing is, first of all, in the governor's race, we're seeing, you know, Andrew Cuomo right now, most of the votes are from New York City. We're talking maybe about a quarter of the vote has been counted overall, mostly New York City. He's running about what he did 4 years ago. So whether he does a little bit better, a little bit worse than he did against Stefan Teachout remains to be seen. But it doesn't look like there's big egg on his face or it's going to be champagne popping either way. Looks pretty close. In terms of the lieutenant governor's race, the fact that those votes are mostly from New York City, I think that's going to turn out to be very close. I know Williams is in front in the raw count right now, but he needs to run up the total in New York City. And again, Tish James at roughly about 50% of the vote, probably a good number for her out of New York City, but by no means projectable. So both the attorney general's race and the lieutenant governor are really, really still not determined, certainly not like the governor's race is.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Peter Haskell, you've been looking over some of these numbers. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, we've been talking about the strength of insurgents and what exactly is there. We are starting to get some answers. Some of the Democratic senators who caucused with Republicans are in tight races, and those challengers are putting up good numbers. Jeff Klein of the Bronx, who was the leader of this group, he has a very narrow lead. And we talk about Jumaane Williams. Could Williams end up running with Governor Cuomo? We talked about this, and at this point, it's unclear. Obviously, this doesn't help Cynthia Nixon, but it certainly would send a message to the establishment.
Right, Peter, and I guess we have to wait for the numbers to start filtering in from upstate. We start talking about Kathy Hochul. She is from upstate. Jumaane Williams is from Brooklyn. You would expect that as some of the numbers come in later from upstate, that they might do better for Hochul.
Absolutely, and that's the point that Lee made about Williams needing to run up the score in Brooklyn. But it is interesting to see the fact that these IDC members, at least three or four of them, are in very close races. And if that speaks to the mindset, there are new voters registering all over the state. If those people come out, things are interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Peter. I think also in the race, for example, in the state senate district in Queens, where Peralto, one of eight, is trailing or is very closely matched with Ramos, who's the more progressive, trying to do the insurgent upset thing. And again, I think that's one of these old establishment, new face kind of thing. And like you said, those races are very, very tight around the state, and it's going to be a real message if those senators think, well, you know, going far afield creates a problem. Maybe I can't do that. Unity may be a stronger thing.
And that's true of Tony Avella, also in Queens. Now, his challenger is somebody who has held public office before, John Liu, but he's running as an outsider now, and Avella's the guy who's been in the mix in the IDC.
Yeah, and so when this, I think we're going to have a very interesting night. The Cuomo race, that's one thing. We're still going to see whether he did better or worse than he did last time, but that may not become the ultimately more important story. We may be seeing these other races serve as an indication, as you say, are the kind of insurgent candidates doing better? Is this really a start of another reform movement, still like we've seen elsewhere in the country within the Democrat Party, or... you know, this is a machine kind of still have a little bit of life in it. We'll
and the AG's race will tell us more about that as well, because obviously Tish James is backed by the governor.
Yes.
Sean Patrick Maloney's an incumbent congressman. Zephyr Teachout is certainly playing the outsider card. Mm-hmm. Some of the other two question that.
All right. Yeah. And Lee and Peter.
The vote is all in the city right now. That's why we can't really sort of speculating what the suburbs and upstate are going to do, and we're sort of seeing how's the city look.
Hold that thought, both of you. Let's talk about that more in just a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.